Chapter 59. Encouraging livelihood by working with hands and abstaining from begging. Allah the Exalted says, "Then when the Jummah Salat prayer has ended, you may disperse through the land and seek the bounty of Allah by working." 62:10. 539. Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'It is far better for you to take your rope, go to the mountain, cut some firewood, carry it on your back, and sell it, and thereby save your face, than begging from people, whether they give you or refuse.'" Al-Bukhari. Commentary. As compared to beggary, this hadith puts emphasis on hard work. However, people may look down upon manual labor or hard work, yet it is certainly far better than seeking charity servilely, because doing a job like this will certainly save a man's self-respect, whereas begging puts him in an awkward position. To put it in this way, Islam stands for a man's deliverance from indignity and teaches him to keep his sense of dignity. 540. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'It is better for any one of you to carry a bundle of wood on his back and sell it than to beg of someone whether he gives him or refuses.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 541. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'Prophet Dawud, peace be upon him, ate only out of that which he earned through his manual work.'" Al-Bukhari. 542. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Prophet Zakaria, peace be upon him, was a carpenter.'" Al-Bukhari. 543. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'No food is better to man than that which he earns through his manual work. Dawud, peace be upon him, the Prophet of Allah, ate only out of his earnings from his manual work.'" Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Labor and manual work make the living of a man good, laudable, and excellent. The Prophets also earned their living with their own work. Upon such earnings, we get the blessing of Allah. Some people wrongly think that earning a living is at variance with trust in Allah. Rather, the right form of trust requires us to adopt ways and means according to our capacity and then to leave the matter to Allah. Also, the prophetic argument tells us that any manual skill or occupation and the one who depends on it for his living should not be considered inferior. Instead, such people deserve respectable and worthy place in society because they emulate the example of the prophets. In our society, a highbrow attitude towards them is unfortunate and deserves our deprecation. We have chosen to put some trades in a very low estimate, and so is our view of those who are attached with them. In fact, no trade is inferior, nor is the person who adopts it.